What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. We're going to start right off with a twofer. Are you a fiber arts loving whodunit aficionado? If so, the Ellsworth Library has you covered. Dash over there right now with your fiber art project and hobnob with other knitters, spinners, weavers, and fiber artists. All skill levels are welcome. Come create, learn, and be inspired. Today, 10 to noon at the Ellsworth Public Library. Then, go have a little lunch and come right back for the Mystery Book Club, meeting from 12:45 to 1:45. The Mystery Book Club meets every third Saturday of the month with the library's assistant director, Renee. It's an in-person event, but it is possible to join via Zoom. You can visit the website, ellsworthlibrary.net, for the book list. Today's read is Raven Black by Anne Cleves. You can even reserve a copy of the books that are being discussed each month. Next month is Everyone Knows But You, A Tale of Murder on the Maine Coast. It's a 2024 crime novel by Thomas E. Ricks. Not a fan of mystery? Check out their other book clubs. They even have Between the Covers Book Club for mature women only. I'm still looking for a silent reading book club. We could all get together, pull out our books, and read silently for an hour. Doesn't that sound like bliss? If you see one offered, let me know. If I see one, you can count on me telling you about it. Craving a bit more of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? The Orono Bangor Readers Theater is performing this holiday classic at the Bangor Public Library this afternoon, starting at 2. Who are the Orono Bangor Readers Theater? A bunch of friends who created a nonprofit theater group years ago and perform a handful of times a year. What's your New Year's resolution? Want more details on the performance this afternoon? BangorPublicLibrary.org. From the WERU calendar, there's a solstice celebration I want to tell you about. It's happening today, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Belfast. There's a spiral walk, the Mummers play, a children's story, as well as offerings of music, poetry, and prose, and beautiful seasonal decorations. Need more details? UUBelfast.com. Proceeds will benefit the Belfast Soup Kitchen. There's even a snow date. We live in Maine, people. We need to have a snow date. Theirs is Sunday, the 21st, 4 p.m. Looking ahead a little bit, on Tuesday, December 30th, Belfast celebrates the changing of the laureates. Incoming Belfast Poet Laureate Audrey Gidman joins outgoing laureate Maya Stein for an evening reading at the Belfast Library. But wait, there's more. Joy Longfellow will be reading as well. Remember how we fangirled about her poem that won first prize in the Maine Postmark Poetry Contest? Her poem was titled Working Waterfront, and she read it for this very show on November 1st. Did you miss it? No worries. WERU Archives, What's the Word on Main Street? So you can just pop over to weru.org, look for this show in the archives, and have a listen to Joy on November 1st. Then, on the 30th, plan to head to the Belfast Library to hear Audrey Gidman, Maya Stein, and Joy Longfellow read some more. I'm pretty sure your New Year's resolution will include writing more and reading your writing in public. Don't wait for the first. You can get revved up now, and then you'll be raring to go for the Hey Sailor open mic on Sunday, January 4th, 4 to 6 p.m. Hosts Toad Hall Editions and the Poets Corner welcome poetry, memoir, fiction, essay, anything goes, but short pieces only so that plenty of voices get heard. Come for a late afternoon of first drafts, rough drafts, and everything in between drafts. There's no need to sign up in advance. Just show up in Searsport at Hey Sailor, put your name on the list, and read. That's January 4th, 4 to 6 p.m. Get it on your calendar. Speaking of your calendar, it's the time of year when things are crazy. You want to be sure to double-check the date, the time, the place of any event you're heading out to. We would hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?